Republicans have also proposed radical changes in administrative laws and procedures, all of which weaken labor and environmental rights. Labor Radio spoke with attorney Aaron Halstead with Hawks Quindale about the legislature's approach to workers' rights.
What they're doing right now is just a wish list. There's bills being introduced for all these things that no one ever thought could ever be supported before, and they just have a checklist of all the things. They're just going down the list of right to work, workers' compensation, non-compete agreements, anything that before where employees were on even ground with the employer, they're seeking to fill the scales.
In 1957, the Wisconsin State Legislature passed laws that prevented employers from making non-compete agreements that prevented employees from finding work after they left their jobs. The law helped to protect workers from those agreements so that if there was any doubt about an agreement, the employer would lose.
What the legislature is doing now is really basically rewriting that statute in order to appease employers throughout the state and make it so that they can bind their employees against competition post-employment and in ways that I think a lot of people agree just aren't fair to employees.
Hawks noted that the old rule looked at whether someone could get a job after leaving their job and gave this example of how things may change if this passes.
Let's say be a veterinarian and they leave the clinic and you have an agreement that says, you know, you won't compete in a 100-mile radius with us for the next 3 years. If a court found that that would effectively keep this employee from being a veterinarian anymore, that it wasn't necessary to protect the employer's interest, the court would strike that down and just say, that was overbroad, we're not going to force it. So what the legislature is saying now is that it doesn't matter whether the employee can make a living. If you entered into the agreement and it meets the other parts of the statute, then we're going to enforce it.
In the past, the courts found that these agreements would be enforced to protect the employees, and anything that was unclear would be decided in the favor of the employee. The legislation would also remove this protection. Another aspect that is changing is what Halstead called the blue pencil rule. The current law tosses out unreasonable agreements, and the proposal would allow the courts to rewrite that might be reasonable, putting the employee in legal limbo.
The rule also used to be that if the employer wrote the agreement and there was any ambiguity about it, that ambiguity would be construed in the employee's favor since the employee's not the one who drafted it, and that rule would be taken out also. So the legislature has now directly said, no, we're going to be a blue penciling state. So if the employer overreached when it wrote the agreement, it has a parachute because it just knows, well, we can be as broad as we want, and we know that a court's going to save us down the road. But in the meantime, the employee has no idea what would be permitted, and so the employee's going to be afraid to go out and get a job that would violate what may well be an unreasonable agreement anyway.
Higher-up workers are often given notice before they accept employment. However, often employees are given no notice that they may be given one until they begin the job.
Employers will spring these on employees on the first day on the job. You know, you came to your new job and they go, oh, we've got a few things we want you to sign. Here's a confidentiality agreement, and here's, you know, our personnel policies. Oh, by the way, here's also a non-competition agreement. It says that if you leave here for any reason, voluntarily, involuntarily, you agree that you'll work for no competitor of our business for whatever period of time. It's all sorts of different wrinkles that one of these can have.
The people who will most be impacted by the run, the gamut from salespeople to doctors.
And a lot of times you're going to see salespeople because they have customer contacts. You're going to see professionals such as a veterinarian, but it could be a CPA, it could be a doctor, it could be anybody who actually is in a position to compete with or call on a customer of their current employer. Question here is, what happens when these cases get in front of a court and they're just not fair to the employees? And so what the legislature is seeking to do now is just to cut out all of the protections that the statute used to give and that the courts have said employees have under what would be the old law and tilt the scales really dramatically in favor of the employer.
With the current makeup of the legislature, Halstead believes the bill will go the way of the recently enacted right to work law.
at this point, everyone is hoping that common sense prevails in at least some areas. Even though WMC and some strong business and employer side lobbies think this is a good thing, there's a lot of people who are executive employees, people who you would think of as being kind of on the business side of things, who are going to be impacted negatively by this. It's unclear right now what degree of support this bill enjoys, but if it goes the way of right to work, it won't surprise me if it just goes through unchanged.
That was Aaron Halstead, attorney with Hawks Quindell.